when I first moved to New York, I had a date and I went on this date once again, not fully hungry, you know, had a little nibble at home.
Gotta.
I get there and date's going fine, you know, like we're having a decent time. But then she goes to the bathroom and I get a call from Chase. And Chase is is giving me like a fraud alert. And they're like, hey, are you in Arizona right now purchasing some, I can't remember what it was, but it was like skiing equipment in Arizona. It was like something that didn't make any sense.
Yeah. A place where there are no mountains.
Yeah. And so then I was like, no, I'm actually in New York. And they were like, oh, well, it looks like your credit card has been stolen or your number was compromised or something. So we're going to have to cancel the card and we'll issue you another one. And I was like, actually, I am on a date right now. Could you please just let them steal a little bit longer until at least for the next like hour and a half?
Or at least can you wait till my date gets back to the table and you can talk to her?
Yeah, so she knows I'm not a deadbeat.
Because imagine getting back to the table and then the guy being like, man, my bank just called me. And turns out they had to cancel my cards because of a fraud alert. Like, imagine, like any woman listening to this right now, imagine that situation and what your thought would be of being like, this motherfucker.
So I'm like, please just look, you can't cancel the card yet. All right. The date is at least going fine. You know, I don't know if there's a future here, but please just don't ruin this for me. All right. I'm new in town. I don't have a lot of friends. Okay. I left everything behind in Chicago. I was just giving this one my life story. I left everything behind in Chicago and I am sleeping on a floor. All right. Please don't cancel this card. Okay. Please. And she was like, well, now that you've said that you're not there, I can't let fraudulent charge. And I'm like, ma'am, please. And so then, so now I'm actually scared I'm going to cry. Why? And then my date will come back out of the bathroom seeing me cry. And she'll ask what's wrong. And I'll be like, I'm on the phone with Chase. And she'll be like, who is Chase? Your ex or something? Why are you so emotional? Like, no, there's a fraud alert in Arizona with some ski equipment. Oh, it was so.
I just want to pay for the dinner.
It's only $15. Because the place was cheap too. I remember.
Yeah.
Being like,
I rep the call would be on your phone, and she's like, "What are you up to?" You're just like, "I'm just looking for Groupons."
Yeah. Oh man, that was so bad. And then, I mean,
I remember you calling me after that happened.
Yeah. She ended up, I think I really just jarred her enough where she was like, look, I won't do it right away, but I have to do it today. And I'm like, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you, Brenda. You don't know what you've done for me.
Wasn't this like one of your first like dates when you moved to New York? Wasn't it like one of the first that you...
Yeah. Oh, it was bad.
Welcome to the jungle, bitch.